This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is hour number three. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Now, for those of you who have never heard this gentleman that is my next guest, because of all the changes we've made here recently, he is, well, some of you probably have heard him, though, looking at this hour. But anyway, joining me now, I'll get past all that, joining me now from Mississippi is Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. What about you?
I'm doing okay. I'm still having to wade through all of these. I keep seeing these writers that are out there saying, and I just talked about this in the last hours, talking about how the Supreme Court has sided with New York City. that's it. We're done. And the particular writer of this particular article, all of his articles. It's always, this is it, and I just sit back and I'm like, come on, man. So, anyway, that's the kind of nonsense I've got going on. Now, has anything happened with the Young case, your case? Is that anything happened since that happened? So what has happened with the Young case?
So Young, again, for the second time now, has been unstayed. Hallelujah. And we have been set for oral argument in September of 2020. We have a brief due on June the 4th, and the defendants, the state of Hawaii and the counties and all those other people, have a brief due on the same day. And then, you know, of course, we have to submit 18 copies to the court, which is going to cost about, I don't know, a little less than $1,000. So we just keep spending money on printing costs and briefing stuff. And, you know, eventually we will have another day in court, and hopefully we prevail as we did in the panel as well. So who knows?
Now, I asked this question before, and I don't know if I asked you this question or what, but when they're picking who's going to be standing up in the Ninth Circuit, which the Ninth Circuit just got slapped around by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Did you see that?
No,
on immigration. Yeah, they were doing something on immigration, and she's like, you boys need to go back to law school. But how many of their rulings do they normally have if it makes it to the Supreme Court? Have they ever prevailed?
Oh, I wouldn't even be able to tell you, but the Ninth Circuit's overturned a lot, but that doesn't necessarily mean a whole bunch because the Ninth Circuit's so big. Like, so take. I don't even recall how many states are in the Ninth Circuit, but in the Fifth Circuit where I am, there are three states, Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The Ninth Circuit is a whole bunch more states, and so they have a whole bunch more rulings. They have a whole bunch more judges. So, you know, they get overturned.
Understood. Now, have you looked at tell me, what do you expect before I start moving along here? I don't get to talk to Stephen that much. Where do you expect the Young case to go? I mean, do you expect this? Are you guys going to persevere on this one? Is this? Are you guys getting set up to be one of those really good cases that could make it to the Supreme Court?
I think so. I mean, you know, because you have to look at the backdrop from what's happened in the Ninth Circuit. So, you know, you had the Peruta case, which the panel held. You have a right to concealed carry outside your home. And then the en banc court said, actually, you don't have a right to concealed carry outside your home. But as to open carry, we're not even going to talk about that because Peruta was all about concealed carry. So the Ninth Circuit said, you don't have a right to concealed carry outside your home. We're not going to touch the open carry issue now. So, you know, we've been on appeal this whole time, even through Peruta, and our case is open carry. So they're going to have to decide now, if you don't have a right to concealed carry, you've got to be able to carry outside your home, right? So is the Ninth Circuit really going to come in and say, you also don't have a right to open carry? Because then what other types of carry are there? there's open and there's concealed. So they're essentially going to say you have no right to be outside with a gun. That can't be the law.
Let me ask you something about that as far as concealed carry versus open carry. If there is a constitutional right involved in the bearing part of the arms, would you imagine that that is open?
I think it's both. I mean, there's some attorneys that say, well, if you have the right to one type, then, they can ban the other type. And I don't really necessarily subscribe to that. And there's a case out of Florida, Norman v. Florida, something like that, where they actually, the Supreme Court said, well, you don't have a right to open carry because the ban on the open carry doesn't substantially or severely burden your right because of Florida's really easy permit system. I mean, you pretty much walk in there with a pulse, some money, and, not a prohibited person, they're going to give you a permit to carry. So they said, well, because you have this unfettered, essentially, right to concealed carry, the open carry ban doesn't really burden, which I don't really like that. You know, it's like I want all my rights. I don't want just a sliver of them.
Well, I mean, the way I've seen this is I would think that back in the day, somebody who hid their gun isn't that was the exception to the rule back in the olden times, right, when everybody thought the most dangerous place to be was the OK Corral when it was actually the Tammany District of New York. But somebody that didn't carry their gun in the open was sort of looked at as sort of a sneak thief, right?
Yeah, so like one of the arguments, and I've read a lot about this, is like, well, you carry a gun in manly, open defense of yourself so that everyone that comes across you will know that you are armed and know how to comport themselves. Basically, they'll know how to act around you. You know, you're not going to be making any mama jokes if you know that I've got a Glock 17 on my hip, right?
Right.
And, yeah. So without making any mama jokes, the people that would carry concealed were seen as those less than honorable persons that, secreted their guns and made it to where no one knew they were armed. They would be assassins and, like you said, sneak thieves. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not. I don't think that I would say, well, just because some places had bans on concealed carry, I would say open carry would be the right. I think it would be both of them. That's my take on it. I'm not saying that's it. That's just my take on it.
I just wondered about that. I've always thought that one would be the constitutional one, and the other one would be the one where you might seek permission, which would be the concealed carry. But there's only two states that I know of where they have shall issue and they have no provision at all for concealed carry, and I live in one of them. The other being Florida. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the fun stuff. That's why I need you to get licensed in South Carolina, just in case I go to the Tom McCann store and I reach up looking for that pair of shoes and I flash my gun, because they get quite excited when you flash your gun.
And that's the weird thing about it is, South Carolina is built, the South, and it was one of the only states in the South that would not recognize a Mississippi permit. I think until recently, I think they recognize it now, but they only recognize the enhanced permit that Mississippi has. I could be wrong on that. I haven't been to South Carolina in a long time. I actually drove around it because I wasn't going to disarm myself drive through it.
You hang on for me. I'd like to find out about that, because I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing from here on out. I'd like your opinion of that as well. But
yes.
The reason I'm not giving out any information on Steven is there's no way Steven sells nothing or anything. He just goes out there on a daily basis with his partner, Alan Beck, and they go out there and they find and take cases that nobody else wants, and then they win them. Or they maneuver them. They're quite effective when it comes to protecting the Second Amendment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Stephen Sambalia, attorney at law. Where are we at currently with the bump stock thing?
Back down in district court, we have a scheduling order. You know, after the Supreme Court didn't want to rule on the Chevron angle of it, whether the ATF got deference for their flip-flop. There's a whole bunch of flip-flops, like to the eighth power, but whatever. They didn't want to rule on the circuit court's opinion
as to whether or not the ATF could craft this rule and criminalize something that had not been criminalized prior to that. But anyway, enough of that. We're back down in district court. We're going to brief summary judgment motion. The government files theirs. We file ours, et cetera, et cetera. And then we wait for the D.C. judge to issue the opinion. We go back up on appeal to the circuit court and then eventually back to the Supreme Court.
Now, let me ask you a question. Whatever became of where are we as far as Mandalay Bay? I mean, I know the details. The ATF never tested the guns, that kind of stuff. I get that part of it. But, I mean, did they just say, well, he acted alone and he used a bump stock and we've got rid of bump stock, so it'll never happen again? I mean, what are...
Yeah, you could have written the report for them. I think that's precisely what the the FBI said. We don't know why he did what he did. He acted alone. The girlfriend was, you know, a nothing. And the guy that got shot, the security guard Campos, you know, after he went to Mexico the next day or the day after that and came back and went on Ellen, everything's fine. It has nothing to do with anything. And bump stocks are banned.
I forgot about that part where he got wounded and then he went to Mexico.
Yeah.
Everybody should convalesce in Mexico, yeah. Everybody should convalesce there.
That's exactly what I would have done, right?
I'm almost certain of that. I'm almost certain of that one, yeah.
Come back and get on Ellen.
Do you have that kind of clout? I mean, if you do, I'd like to borrow some of that. I mean,
well, he didn't until he, you know, until that event. But, you know, it's such a strange, I don't know, it's just a strange situation. It's like, let's not have, you know, like a real reporter interview him. We'll have Ellen do it because that makes for fantastic daytime TV.
Yeah, I love it when with her deep, insightful interviews of Justin Bieber and the Jonas Brothers. You know, she's got a thing for Jennifer Aniston. She loves her. So, yeah, I get exactly what you're saying there. Yeah, I do. No problems there. No problems.
Nothing more. And it's quite a shame, you know, all of this information. Las Vegas Metro actually put out a very detailed report quoting FBI sources that didn't make it into the FBI 3-page report. And I'm not kidding. It was a 3-page report.
Yeah, I keep wondering about that because normally they would this would be the one. This is the biggest rampage killing that ever occurred in the United States. This would be the one they would jump on to go ban these AR-15s, but instead they went after the bump stocks.
Yeah, the FBI generated more paper on Trump and Flynn than they did on Mandalay Bay, or at least that's what they would lead us to believe.
Weird, 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 weird. When you were in Las Vegas, did you look at the distances between where Mandalay, like when you got, did you fly?
I flew.
So, you know, he was trying to shoot at those tanks that are over there at McCarran County from Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a pretty good shot at, you know, much closer ranges. And a shot like that would be like a... That's like lobbing a mortar round at something, trying to, you know, lob it up there. How high, you know, I got to aim 45 feet above it to try to get it out there.
Well, I mean, they found some type of a diagram of elevation and whatever else that he was using to walk his shots in. So, you know, I wasn't there. There's not a whole lot of information on it. So who's to say he didn't do it?
Yeah. Well, I also heard they had a car packed with Tannerite there because he wanted to hit the car, and then make the tanks go up.
There you go.
And
still, he didn't do that, too.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing. You know, how long do we look at Lee Harvey Oswald trying to figure out if he actually did what they say he did?
Yeah, it's just convenient how these people always die right after.
Yeah. So what is something else? I know you have some other stuff on the fire before I move on to the what happened in Georgia and get your opinions on that, but I know there's some other stuff that you'd like to bring up. So what would that be?
Oh, I've got so much stuff just going on and like boiling right underneath the surface. You know, we've got the big NFA appeals case where we're trying to force the FBI to process appeals for people that were erroneously denied
like a purchase of a suppressor or short barrel rifle or short barrel shotgun. You know, those types of weapons are handled differently than the weapons that you would just buy over the counter in like a, you know, typical gun store. And these are, you know, 8 months to 10 months of a wait time to get. And the FBI denied these people, erroneously, we contend, and they said, well, you don't even have an appeals process, you know, go away. And we're saying, no, if you deny them, you have to give them an appeal. That's American. That's due process. We're guaranteed that. And we're currently under, I guess, COVID orders. You know, the FBI doesn't want to be deposed because they're in shelter-in-place orders in D.C., and our shelter-in-place order, or as our governor calls it, the safer-at-home order, it's kind of lifted now. We can go get a haircut. I went and got one today. Feel good about myself. But other than that, you know, we've just got a bunch of cases in a lot of different states that we're waiting now because of the coronavirus. It's kind of put a damper on being able to travel to depose these people and kind of slowed us down a little bit, not a lot.
We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I do want to look at this mayor in. Now, did you live in his city? The mayor that said during the coronavirus there'll be no more open carrying of firearms because coronavirus. Did you live in his?
Thank God, no. I live right north of that city.
I'm sure you have an opinion to that. Yeah, I'm sure you have an opinion to that, Cat. But I want to talk about him too, just because he's sort of a symptom of a lot of these governors out here. And I do. I've got one long, deep, probing question, and I'll give you the question. You can think about this. Now, if the Constitution constrains Congress, and I know in a lot of ways nowadays that's a theory, but when it was written, it was actually supposed to constrain Congress. If the Constitution constrains Congress, why doesn't it constrain governors and mayors? And why are they seemingly allowed to just, you know, run roughshod over rights and all this other stuff? And you can answer that in the next segment. Now, I'm not going to give you a website or anything to go check out Stephen, because Stephen rides alone. He's like Kwai Chang Kane of Kung Fu. He walks the earth and he goes out and finds Second Amendment cases and deals with them. And that's all there is to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal government is sending $11 billion to states and territories to help coronavirus testing.
This major investment will ensure that America continues to conduct more tests than any country on earth by far.
Regarding the economy, the president is predicting big things.
We're going into the third quarter, and we're going to do well. In the fourth quarter, we're going to do very good, and next year, I think we're going to have one of the best years we've ever had.
People who haven't received their stimulus check from the federal government face Wednesday as a deadline to get direct deposit. Otherwise, you'll be waiting for a paper check. The IRS says individuals have until noon Eastern time on Wednesday to submit bank account information for direct deposit. people who are owed money but bank accounts aren't on file will eventually get a check in the mail, but that could take up to 4 weeks. This is USA Radio News. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is demanding Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, be stripped of his post as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and resign because of his role in the Russia investigation.
Well, Adam Schiff should not be the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. His gavel should be removed. He should be censured. He should resign. There's a lot that should happen, but Nancy Pelosi isn't going to punish Adam Schiff. In fact, that's the reason why he has the gavel in the first place. He's the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, which became the House Impeachment Committee, because of the way he writes these fairy tale parodies.
Zeldin speaking there on Fox News, and a Colorado cafe is facing a divided community on their choice to open on Mother's Day. CNC Coffee and Kitchen in Castle Rock, Colorado, welcome hundreds of dine-in customers with no masks or social distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Is Lock and Load. And I am speaking with Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. Stephen and his partner, Alan, are Alan's co-counsel on the Young case, which could turn out to be a very significant case once it finally reaches the Supreme Court. It could be one of those dream team cases there. But when we before we left, if I had, like, you know, soap opera music I'd be playing right now. When I left, I had asked him about why governors and mayors can suspend the Constitution, and the Constitution constrains Congress from doing so. Why is that the way it has worked out so far?
Oh, that's not the question you asked. Okay, so
Well, go ahead and answer the question I asked. It's something along those lines, I'm sure.
Yeah. Can they? Does the Constitution constrain the local? Yes. The question you asked when we came back is why hasn't it constrained them? And that's a great question. And I guess I don't really have a great answer for you other than it's a pandemic. Everyone's afraid. So in fear, people aren't as apt to do things that in normal times would you know, a court would be fine to rule against them. You know, you can't just come in and say, hey, you don't have the right to open carry in a state like Mississippi, where you absolutely do. You can't just, you know, wholesale ban something like that. Or let's close down all of these businesses. You know, I can't think of another time that's ever happened. Well, obviously not in my life, and I'm 41 years old. That's never happened before. Yet in this pandemic, anything goes. Anything. And it's crazy when you think of it. The Fifth Circuit, in a case out of Texas, said all, and I repeat, all constitutional rights can be curtailed. That is not what the Constitution says, but that's what the Fifth Circuit said, and they're wrong. Because if we take that to its logical conclusion, we can eliminate your right to remain silent. We can eliminate your right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment. I can take you. I can break into your house if I'm the government, take you from your house. I just violate your Fourth Amendment right. I can take your house and violate, you know, the Fifth Amendment takings clause, right? You know, we'll just violate that. I can torture you and make you, you know, confess. I can do all that stuff because we've just basically eliminated the Constitution. That's wrong. But they're kind of doing that. I mean, in Mississippi, they closed down all these businesses, and I know it's happening everywhere. You know, my state's not that much different. But one of my good friends owns a barbershop for 21 years now. He's worked every day of his life. And the governor comes in and closes it down, and he's like, well, I've got 17 people that work for me. These people need jobs, and they need to be able to work. So he opened up, and the mayor sent in the police to close them down. And I said, that's not right. So I sued the governor and I sued the mayor, asked for a temporary restraining order against them from closing his business. He doesn't want a check. He doesn't want a handout. He wants to work. And three, four days after I filed it, we had a conference with the judge. The judge ordered briefing. And lo and behold, last Friday, the governor said, oh, you can go get your hair cut now.
What a guy. Is your governor a girl? Is it a guy or a girl?
Our governor is a Republican with great hair, who's had great hair the entire 6 or 7 weeks we've been on lockdown, with the hairstylist being, non-essential. And I just think it's so wrong for the governors to treat him like this. But let me go back to your question. So the Constitution was initially only supposed to apply to the feds. And then what happened is the Supreme Court started saying, we're going to incorporate this right as to the states. And they did it with the Second Amendment in 2010 in the McDonald case, where they said the Second Amendment is fully incorporated against the states. So that meant before 2010, the states could say, well, Congress isn't infringing on your Second Amendment. I mean, we're not Congress, so we can't be infringing on your Second Amendment. The Second Amendment only applies to the federal government, not to the state. That was an argument that was held up in the court. And why shouldn't it have been? Because the Supreme Court never said, we incorporate this right against as to the state. You know, the First Amendment, the local government can't infringe on your First Amendment. I really shouldn't say that, I guess, because the Fifth Circuit says basically all rights can be suspended. So, that doesn't work anymore. As of a month ago, that does not work anymore.
That's good.
Yeah, at least we know where we stand. I mean, they put it in black and white. There's nothing left of the imagination.
Let me ask you this. I know that you have these district courts. Are the district courts out there, I guess, to flatten the curve, if you would, about cases going to the Supreme Court? Are they supposed to be able to handle this? And with this patchwork of things that of rulings we get out of these circuit courts, right? Does anybody ever sit back in the legal profession and say, how did this even happen?
I do. I sit back and wonder, you know, how can we have the court applying the same law and come up with so many different things? But then, you know, it's human nature. You and I can have a conversation, or we can see something, and we can see, even though we're looking at the same thing, like art, we see different things in it. And the same thing that happens with these judges. So our system is supposed to allow the district courts, they're the lowest federal courts, right?
Right.
To, you know, issue their opinions. And that's all they are, their opinions. And then it goes up to the circuit, which is the next highest level of court, the appeals court. And then the appeals court will decide the issue that affects a certain number of states. Well, if the appeals courts diverge in what they believe the law is and create what everyone hears as, oh, that creates a circuit split. Well, the Supreme Court is supposed to come in and say, hey, Fifth Circuit, hey, Ninth Circuit. The Fifth Circuit's right in this case, or the Ninth Circuit is right in this case, and then it kind of evens out the law. But, you know, we only have one Supreme Court, and it only has nine judges. And it has
thousands of cases before it, and it can't, it obviously can't decide them all. And, you know, I don't know if that's a feature or a bug, but it obviously can't decide them all. So it picks which one it wants, they want to decide, like if it's very, very important. Like the Second Amendment cases that are coming up for conference this Friday, and we should, you know, they should issue whether or not an order to decide whether or not they will grant one of those petitions and hear the case and then settle. We have a right outside the home. Heller suggests that we do, but all of the lower courts, or most of the lower courts, have kind of ignored Heller. You
right.
know, the Hawaii courts have largely ignored Heller. California, New Jersey, New York. And so if they would come out and say, yes, you have a right outside the home, and here's the test you need to apply, rather than let the circuit and the district courts come up with their own test, then, you know, would that be helpful? I hope so, because after Heller, I thought, wow, you know, you're not going to need Second Amendment lawyers after McDonald. I'm like, man, this is great. You're not going to, you know, there's no need for me anymore. And even after Stefano in 2016, yes, that was over stun guns, but it was such a clear opinion. I'm like, why do we even have all this gun control law? And that's because the Supreme Court doesn't step in. They have 10 cases pending in front of it right now on Second Amendment issues.
Well, you hang on to that thought. We'll look at that and a few other things when we get back. You can, you know, I don't even know if Stephen is on Facebook, but whatever is going on, Stephen does it, and he doesn't need any help. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Stephen Stambolia because that was a quick hour. That was a fast hour. So we were talking about some other stuff. You want to finish up that part before we go, or should we move on?
Yeah, go ahead and move on. I could talk for hours on the Supreme Court stuff.
So the whole thing with your Mississippi mayor, not your mayor, thankfully, but... What exactly was it that he tried to do, and how much of a smackdown did he have to get in order to take that away?
Oof, okay. So a little bit of background on Antar Chokwe Lumumba. That is the son of the former mayor, Chokwe Lumumba,
okay.
Who wants to recreate Jackson as a new Pan-African state. Take it away from the people of Mississippi and give it to other people in Mississippi. He died in office, and his son was elected, and he's just as radical as his dad, and they're both lawyers. So Antar, I call him Baby Chokwe, decided that he doesn't like guns, number one. He wanted to ban open carry because two people died and were shot to death in Jackson. Jackson is a horrifically violent city. If you don't have a gun, they should really pass them out to you when you enter Jackson. It's that bad. It's probably more dangerous than Memphis or Atlanta or any of these other really dangerous cities. Per capita, they have just a ton of crime, murders, and things like that. So he decided, because these two people had been shot, one of them was a five-year-old girl, and, you know, that's a shame in and of itself, and that's a story for another time. He decided to use the pandemic to ban open carry, and I kid you not, he said that, you know, due to these two people getting shot and the pandemic, that he was just going to simply ban open carry. He had taken some money from Bloomberg, from his mayors against illegal guns, and was one of the 30 or 40 or so attendees of this anti-gun mayor boot camp. My definition for it, my description of it. And so Baby Chalk was doing his duty and was, you know, coming back to Jackson and instituting Mike Bloomberg's anti-gun policy. Within a day or so, you know, I had been notified and started working with some of my clients. We were going to challenge it. Well, I didn't even have the time. Another big group filed a lawsuit against him. The Attorney General of Mississippi, who's very pro-gun, she jumped into the fight. I believe the governor jumped in, and just basically everyone kind of dogpiled him, and it's like, you can't do this. You need to rescind your order. The city council of Jackson dogpiled him and said, we disagree with you. You can't ban open carry. In fact, we carry. And, you know, the city council said, we carry a gun because Jackson is dangerous and you can't stop us from carrying. And so then they joined, even though they got sued, the city council and the Jackson mayor both got sued. The city council, joined the attorney general's amicus brief saying, we disagree with him. We think he's wrong and we think the attorney general is right. I mean, it was completely bizarre. So, and then, of course, you know, he says, well, my order expires. I think it was on the 30th, perhaps. All these days just seem to kind of run together now. But I think his order expired on the 30th, and then he just wasn't going to extend it. Not because he didn't believe in it, because he knows that he's going to lose.
So did his order have to wait till the 30th to expire, or did he have to rescind it altogether?
No. The courts, they can move fast, but they typically don't move that fast. So it wasn't a very long order, and by the time the lawsuit got filed and the temporary restraining order was filed and all these amicus briefs were filed, you know, that's, you know, enough time for his order to lapse on its own. And he has all these press conferences. I mean, this guy is truly an idiot, yet he is the mayor of, you know, a fairly large city in Mississippi, the capital of Mississippi.
And he wants to turn that into a Pan-African city?
Yeah, his claim is he wants to make Jackson the most radical city in America. I mean, it's not like a secret position. It's a legit position. If you look up his dad, and that's Chokwe, C-H-O-K-W-E, Lumumba, you can read about how his dad wanted to take over and you know, take Mississippi away and turn it into the new Pan-African, state's probably not the right word, area, maybe? I don't know. But the son is also a believer in that.
Have you had a chance to look at the stuff concerning Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia?
I have had a little bit of time to kind of see some of the other evidence surrounding that, where they have him on video kind of looking at this various construction sites and stuff.
If there's a house being built and there's nobody there where I'd be in their way, I go look. I'm just curious, you know? I mean, I can't think of too many people that don't do that. But let me ask you this. Concerning citizens' arrests, when I got out there and I said, when I first talked about this last week, I said that this was sort of an ambush, a hunt that they carried out on this guy. And some people didn't like me saying that. And the thing was about citizens' arrest. So how would a effective citizen in Mississippi or any other state where you know the law, how does a citizen's arrest work? And does it include throwing a couple of guys in a car with guns and saying, well, we're going to stop him. And, you know, and if he resists, I guess we'll have to defend ourselves. How does that work?
We got
3 minutes.
I personally would never, ever, ever, ever do something like that based on if some guy was stealing. I would be a good citizen. I would take a report, probably some video with my dash cams in my car, and, you know, let the police handle it from there. The only way I would get involved in a, quote, citizen's arrest is if I just saw someone shoot someone or something like that, and the guy's an active, you know, legit threat that needs to be stopped, kind of like the church shooter in Texas when the guy went after him with his AR. Would be it. Can you chase someone like that? Yeah, you better be careful, though, because, you know, you don't have the immunity that the cops have. You're going to be liable for everything that you do versus the police that have, you know, qualified immunity or actual immunity to, you know, get called into a situation and respond accordingly. If I'm running through my neighborhood and I just happen to go look in some empty construction site and I see two armed people roll up on me, I'm not going to stop and wait to talk to them. I mean, that just defies common sense. So, you know, you have to be really careful if you're the two-armed dude that rolls up on somebody that's running through a neighborhood. Again, I don't know all the facts, and all I've seen is the video, and I've seen some of the still images from him, you know, peering and leering in the construction site.
Sure.
That doesn't give you, I don't think, the right to just go in and say, hey, I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to stop and talk to you. We're going to stop and hold you for the cops to come. I mean, what's your ultimate goal here? And that's kind of, you know, that's probably not the right time to do it. At most, call the cops. Let them handle it. You got all this video and you know, if there's something missing, let them handle it. That's their job. It's not your job.
What if you detain someone and with no cause and no authority to do so? What do they call that?
it could be false imprisonment. Could be kidnapping. If I take you in my car against your will and take you somewhere, even if I take you to the police station.
Yeah. Okay.
If I'm wrong, then I'm responsible for it.
Gotcha.
And so don't be wrong.
I got you. Well, before we run out of time, if you have a chance, look into that, because I've got a feeling this is going to be one of those polarizing moments. I'd just like to get some legit info that I can trust on this as far as what is this and what is that. If you have the time, I know you're very busy.
Oh, sure.
And thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
All right. We will be back again in 21 hours, and tomorrow when we come back, we're going to have Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. We're going to have Super Dave Harrington to talk combat pistolcraft. That's all tomorrow. And remember this, you know, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.